Parshas Korach, Vayikach Korach, Korach separated himself. And throughout the Doiros, the name Korach reflects the idea of machlokes, controversy, strife, a dispute that causes Churban. And just as Korach succeeded in destroying himself and his followers, and that aspect applies in modern day life, unfortunately, as well, where machlokes continues to hurt us and to destroy us. And Pnim HaTorah brings down that there was a letter written by Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who bemoans the fact that machlokes among individuals and among maistais have risen to epic proportions. And the Rosh Hashiva expressed his extreme pain and anguish over this tragedy, where each party thinks he's justified, not only is in his own claim, but makes heterim, to speak Lashon Hara, about the other parties. And the only way to put an end to this true pandemic, which is the bigger pandemic than COVID is to adopt better midos, character traits of being mevater, of tolerance, forbearance, to look away, to ignore, to swallow one's pride, and to hold back, to make sure that these flare-ups of tempers don't take place at all. You have to look at machlokes as a flaming fire that destroys. And that's a very, very big insight. Now, we know about Oyin ben Peles. Oyin ben Peles was one of Korach's earliest supporters, almost ended up with that same bitter end that befell Korach and Vadasai. His wife saved him. And one of the attempts of what she made in order to save him is to say that you're in a lose-lose situation. Whether Moshe Rabbeinu is preserved, whether Korach takes over, you, Oyin ben Peles, you're not going to be a manig anyway. You're going to be a nobody anyway. This is sort of people make these marriage jokes. So this had with a little sense of humor that Oyin ben Peles' wife actually saved him by putting him down. You're a nobody anyway. Whether Moshe is the leader, whether you're the leader, whether Korach's the leader, whether Moshe is the leader, you're going to be Oyin ben Peles, Mr. Nobody anyway. So what are you missing in something that doesn't involve you? That actually saved him, though. And that's one thing that she said in order to save him. I just heard recently someone actually say this. He was giving a yard site, a suda for his father, and his father also mentioned that he was in a particular davening in a particular yeshiva, a particular maisid, where there was a tremendous amount of machlokes about who the next Rosh Hashiva would be, or Rabbanim, who was taken over. And this person related that his father told him the same thing. He stayed away out of the machlokes completely. And the similar sentiments. He says, what makes a difference? I'm not going to be on the Mizrach Vant anyway. I am going to be the same here and the same whatever I am, whether this person's on the Mizrach or that person's on the Mizrach. So why do I mix myself into something that doesn't belong, that has nothing to do with me? And for the Hamoinam, that actually is the concept. And of course, if you're part of that machlokes of whether you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva or the other guy, it makes it a little bit harder, perhaps. But for the Hamoinam, this is what it is very often. This really doesn't involve them at all. And so it's easier if you put those thoughts into your mind to be able to stay away from machlokes. The other way that Oyin ben Peles' wife saved him, it's brought down in the Medrash, is that she was a real Eishes Chayil. And she put her husband before herself, and she did whatever it took to preserve her marriage and prevent her husband from destroying his life. And she gave her husband a good dinner with wine, got him a little inebriated, convinced him to take a nap. As he was sleeping it off, he heard the men coming to fetch him to go to the meeting with Korach to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. And Ayn's wife understood the hypocrisy of these men. Individuals exemplified Torah, but had no problem disputing Moshe Rabbeinu, who was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen leader. And so she saw how phony their frumkeit was. So she went out to the window and pulled, unbraided her hair. They saw her hair exposed and they ran. So they were willing to destroy Moshe Rabbeinu. That was fine, according to their perverted logic. They were doing it L'Shem Shemayim. They were doing it L'Tzarech Klal Yisrael. They all deserve to be leaders. And, of course, you know, Mila Shem Elai. But when it came to a little exposed hair, they ran. They ran. And why did they run? So it's interesting. So the Pinim Al Torah brings down a pshat from a Sefer Yalkut HaOrim that explains it like this. It says, the Gemara Yuma Daf Mem Zayin says that there was a big tzaddikus called Kimchis that was zeicha to have seven sons, all of them roi to become Kohanim Gedolim or served as Kohanim Gedolim. And it was a big schus, and when they asked her what she did or did not do in order to have such a schus, to have such incredible nachas, to have seven sons being Kohanim Gedolim, and she answered that the walls of her home never saw her uncovered hair. To teach you that tzinius, modesty, is the reason why she was zeicha to have her children become great enough to serve as Kohanim Gedolim. So we understand now why, when these people came and they saw Ayn's wife revealing her hair, why they ran away. They said, obviously she's not a tzinua. Such a person would not produce sons worthy of carrying the legacy of Kairach. So why bother with Ayn? And that's the swara they used in order, and that's what probably was part of Ayn Ben Peles' wife's cheshbon. And some explain it differently, that Besai means wife, and the fact that a wife of a Kohen Gadol is in the same darga as the Kohen Gadol is mechaper. There's a big inyan in that. So when a wife acts inappropriately, so then it shows that the husband, it reflects on the husband. So when the men saw Ayn's a wife acting this way, not becoming a Jewish woman, they realized that Ayn was not the right person for their job of what they wanted. But you see from here, and you have to say that Ayn Ben Peles' wife was a tzinua, was Erlich. She didn't do take this lightly. This was the opposite of her normal behavior. She did it as Eis Lasis Lashem. This is the only way to save her husband. So it's a tremendous, tremendous insight on that. And the idea behind staying away from Machlokes, and it's a big Yetzirah these days, especially if you're in it, but is to try to keep focus and realize the Ikar goal is to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Envy is destructive. It prevents a person from enjoying what he actually has. We talked about it previously, how that was the downfall of Kairach in a weird way, not appreciating the fact that he was a Levi and the Kedusha that comes with being a Levi and the Schus of being a Levi and not a Kohen. The Iker is, the Kedushas Levi brings down, that the true tzaddik's main goal is to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you want to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes no difference whether he does it or whether another tzaddik does it and gives this Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that Pnimius Dike Inyan, Kairach should say, so what? I'm not a Kayan. I'm a Levi. I could do a Nachas Ruach if I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. I could give a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Mala my Shlichus in the world and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be a pride in Klal Yisrael by being the Levi I was meant to be. And that itself could remove Kina from a person. And very often, also it's important to know, when one is jealous of somebody else, and one speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else, very often you're projecting your own faults onto that other person. Mayana Shaltaya brings down from the Kutzker Rebbe that people who fight with righteous people, they find complaints that are the opposite of the truth. Moshe was an Anav. Aharon was always Raid of Shalom. And Korach's claim was they were acting begaiva. Right? Madua Tisnasu. Which is the opposite of what they actually were. They were the opposite of the Tisnasu. That's an important lesson in how one has to be very careful not to be Makabel Lashon Hara. Because very often what you're hearing is the exact opposite of what really is. So the motive was personal here, the drive of power of Bakoshes HaKovid. And so therefore, because there was a Bakoshes HaKovid in Korach, so that projected that Korach's taina to Moshe and Aharon was that they were being Mevakesh Kovid. You take your own fault and project it upon somebody else. And Me'idach Gisa, you see how initially how Moshe Rabbeinu responded. He didn't take it personally. Aharon Mahu Kisalinu Aleinu. And he tried to make peace even. He called us an Avira, not to give them Musa, but for Shalom. He wanted to offer peace. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about this. On Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph. It says that you should not keep up a machlokes, and Moshe did what he can to take the initiative to go after Das and Aviram in order to make Shalom. And it's brought down that the Achachamim say there's no chazaka in a machlokes. Chazaka means if a situation is a certain way, you assume it was always that way and always will be that way. But when it comes to make peace where there's a machlokes, don't say you tried, so I'm not going to try again. You keep on trying. There's no such thing as a chazaka, that this is the way it is. You always do everything you can to bring more shalom. That requires a lot of strength of character sometimes. In order to bring shalom, sometimes you have to be willing to apologize to somebody else. I am sorry. I am not going to do this again. I made a mistake. At the very least, just stop that combative behavior. And that's a very, very important idea. Now, of course, the Pnimiya Satire and Kisri Arizal and others bring down that Korach was not a simple person. He had cheshbonos, and he wasn't like, you know, so cold, clear cut that it was totally Bakoshes HaKovid. There was a lot of things mixed in there. It was complicated. He was a real high person. He also was there by Kabbal Satira. He also said Mila Shemelai by the Eagle. So it wasn't so simple. But nevertheless, the Torah puts down this story. It's for us to learn from it. It's for us to learn how careful we have to be to remove ourselves from causing machlaikis. Whether this is an actual lav, or whether it is just a hazara, that the Torah is just warning us, don't be this way. Don't act this way. So it's not always easy. And we could get caught up in it very easily, whether we're in shul, whether bein ad lamokim, bein lachaveiro, in work situations, other situations, could cause stress. But we have to hold ourselves strong and think through and realize kama kasha hamachlekes, how hard machlekes is. And again, when you're involved in it and you're part of that party of one who's being hurt or whatever it is, you talk it through with the gadol, with a mentor. Ask a shayla if you need to ask a shayla about things that maybe up then you have a right to do. But you need to do everything you can in your family life, in your marriages, in your, again, with relatives, with friends, with coworkers, with shul, mispalalim, to be very careful to stay away from machlekes. If you're in a yeshiva, anhola, all these things, to be very, very careful to stay away. And Kolshkin, if you're not part of the parsha anyway, you just want to take sides because he's your friend, or you see it this way, that way. If you're not negay at all, then it should be easier. Mabakach, you have nothing to do with it. Hatzlocha rabba, but I'm yeh mashiyah, like Ein ben Peles. I'm going to be Ein ben Peles whether Moshe is the leader. I'm going to be Ein ben Peles whether Korach is the leader. So keep me out of it. I'm going to be the same Talmud in the yeshiva, whether it's this Rebbe that becomes the Rosh Yeshiva or that Rebbe where the comes of Shiva. Stay out of it. And when the person is in one of those parties, there's a lot of Siyata D'Shmaya and Tfilah and Davin, learn Chafetz Chaim and Shmir Salashin and daven and do everything you can to stay away from the machlokes and to be Marbe Shalom in Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.